And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa out today. He's fishing in the Western Outdoor News Tournament today at Dana Landing. Hey, got a great show today. Talking CCA California with our new director, Wayne Coteau. We're going to have a great show talking fishing and the future of fishing. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. I'm a Marty 1090.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's fishing today. He's out at the Western Outdoor News Tournament at Dana Landing. We're wishing everybody good luck. Ricky assures a win. He and his buddy Neil kind of assured us a win today. So good luck to him, and we hope they do win, and he brings back the cash and prizes tomorrow on the show, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. I want to welcome new director of the CCA California, Wayne Coteau. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio here. And before we get started here, I'm sure most everybody of our listeners have heard the news that our great friend and former co-host of Let's Talk Hookup, Marty Milner, passed away last Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, surrounded by his family at his home. And, boy, a lot to say about Marty, and we're going to do that tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. Our 24th anniversary on the air tomorrow, and how appropriate to honor what our great friend and co-host and a great man, Marty Milner, tomorrow. So tomorrow's show, a tribute to Marty Milner. We're going to have several of his friends and family calling into the show, and certainly want all of you out there to participate with Marty, too. We have a lot of stories to share. Today I'll be attending a private service for Marty and be meeting a lot of people and talking to a lot of people and getting them involved in tomorrow's broadcast. So we're going to miss Marty. He was 83 years old. What a great man. What a great storyteller and a true legend in everything he did. And, gosh, I mean, I just go through all so many memories and times, great times that I had with Marty. And we're going to share a lot of that with you tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. Condolences to his wife, Judy, and the whole family there. And we'll, like I say, we're going to honor him today at the private service today. And then we're going to do a big time honor him for Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090. So on with CCA. So first of all, Wayne, what the heck is CCA California?
CCA California is your fishing advocacy group. As you know, United Anglers went under this year with the MLPA efforts. And this is the replacement group that's going to lead the charge going forward.
How does this differ from United Anglers?
United Anglers was strictly a Southern California regional area group, and this is going to be a state-run with a national chapter over the top. So it's got more horsepower behind it. Still a grassroots kind of methodology where it's all about the members and the members rolling up to the state, and then the state fighting the fight up in Sacramento for us.
Yeah. So I was on both board of directors. I was on United Anglers Board of Directors, and I'm very proud to be on the CCA California Board of Directors. And I can certainly say the little that I know about CCA, and I know you know a lot more than I do because that's what you do, 724 now, is the impression I get is the national organization is so strong, and they bring so much to the table that's going to really help California anglers propel this organization to another level.
That's absolutely true. The national organization is very strong, very dedicated, very sound. They bring a lot of expertise. They bring a lot of involvement with our organization. They're going to keep us on the right road with the right structure to be successful. And that's important because, you know, there's so many intricacies that go along from the federal level down to the state level and local chapter level. And they have been through all the other states along the coast. We're now in 18 states, and they've been around for 38 years. There's a lot of history there. There's a lot of learning experiences that they're helping us with.
Yeah. Now, tell us about your experience. I know the selection committee on the board of directors for CCA California was pretty intensive selection. But tell us about your experience. We've known you in the fishing industry for a long time, and I think they made a phenomenal choice in you, and you've already proven that. Tell us about your experience and your background in taking this position.
Well, I appreciate the support there. My background is multifaceted. Corporate-wise, I've been in the food business for the most of my life, working at all the different levels from the retail side, the food broker, as well as the manufacturer. And then lately, the last place I was at Bumblebee right here in San Diego.
Ah.
Got to go all around the world with Bumblebee and helping out with that organization. That's a lot of experience on the commercial side. But then on my personal side, I grew up in Orange County, born and raised, went to Jersey for 5 years and then back here to San Diego now for the last 15. I've fished all up and down the coast, and I love it. Anybody who's fished around the world or up and down, you know, our coast realize that we have one of the best fisheries in the nation, not in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And our sport fishing fleet is one of the premier fleets in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I fished it all. And I'm very adamant about making sure that it's there for our future of our kids. Not only that, but I do a lot of fundraising. As you know, I've been doing the Make-A-Wish Foundation Tuna Challenge now for 11 years, helping them out. And that's a huge fundraiser, which we just got done with a week ago.
And you're still involved with that?
I'm still involved in that.
Man,
right now.
You're spinning it out. Honey.
Yeah. Yeah. you know, but, I mean, that's a good experience. But I also help on a lot of the other little charities and the other kids' events that have happened around town. There's no shortage of good events out there to support. But one thing clear, we need to make sure that the fishing is around because it's a good family-valued sport. It's a good recreational sport. It's a great industry.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that CCA is going to be involved in, and you've put together a nice mix. But one of the things that makes CCA go forward are chapters, right? Local chapters. Tell us about that.
The local chapters are the lifeblood of how it works, because we're a grassroots setup. In other words, the membership are the key. The reason membership is so important is, one, it gives us size and numbers. It keeps the people involved. It gives you the networking of contacts. Everybody knows somebody. That network is huge, because that starts at your local level. Everybody starts at the local level on politics and works their way up to city, county, state, national. So as you get more people in the network, you're going to have more people to reach out to and know and influence.
Absolutely.
So that's important. Two, size is important. Grassroots effort from the local chapter up to the state, communication up and down that up and down the chain as things happen. Because we can't be everywhere. We're a small group right now, but as you grow with membership and grassroots, those people can help you spider out to be at all of those different meetings, the local chapters, and be your eyes and ears of things that go on that they hear. And that open communication is key to us too.
Yeah. So the local chapters, you're kind of starting with two Southern California chapters and then going to expand with that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've been lucky that we're going to launch an L.A. chapter right now. We've got a board of directors. John Bellotti from the L.A. Rod and Reel Club was very generous in offering his services up to us. So he's going to run it. He's building his board of directors right now. They've already had one board of directors meeting, and then we're working on having a membership meeting up in that L.A. area sometime before the end of the year. And then down here in San Diego, we got Steve Pazel from Qualcomm to run the board, and he's setting up his board right now. We're still looking for more members to join that board.
So if somebody listening to us either in L.A., Orange County, or San Diego wants to be a part of that and help the future of our fisheries, is it kind of looking for people?
We are always looking for people.
Yeah.
You can never have too large of a board of directors to run a local chapter.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's proven by the success in Texas, Florida, Louisiana.
Every state along the coastline.
Yeah, has had tremendous success in CCA. Can you kind of cite some of the examples of the things that CCA has done in those states that has helped anglers?
It started in Texas 38 years ago with the redfish problem that they had down there, and what they found was it was being overfished. So a bunch of anglers got together, and that's what formed CCA originally, was the fight to get redfish changed from a commercial only to a sport fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can regulate it and control it. And that's what they started with. And they worked their way along there, down into the Gulf, all the way over to Florida. Right now there's an issue with one of the fisheries down there in Florida with the reef out there, and they're trying to shut that down. They're going to work up. They're getting that one resolved. If you go all the way up to Oregon, there was an issue with gill netting that's been on the plate for 80 years. They haven't been able to get it. CCA stepped in and helped them out, formed chapters. They got it within 8 years.
Wow.
They got that one resolved.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other issues, but I mean, down here, we never have a shortage of issues when it comes to fishing.
So, I know. And one of the issues that you talked about is this most recent blue whale entanglement into the whatever it would be, a crab pot or something like that, and how that negatively impacts, even though it has nothing to do with sport fishermen, it negatively impacts sport fishing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so we need to educate the media and the public that this has nothing to do with sport fishing, right?
Right. That line in that buoy had nothing to do with recreational sport fishing at all. I mean, that's not our pot. That's not our gear. But it reflects on us, because any of that, to the public, it looks like it had something to do with us.
Right.
You know, it's one big industry. Our thing is that we want to embrace all of the parts of the industry too. You know, so it's all about educating, making sure that the regulations are good, destructive gear. We're against it, obviously. And we're going to work for regulations on that against destructive gear.
What are some of the primary goals right now for CCA California?
We primarily have three goals. One is to keep our fisheries open and allow access to it by the fishermen. Number two is we want to make sure that we have incremental places to fish, so we're all about the artificial reef projects. And three is to keep sustainability of the fishery out there. So we want to increase the effectiveness of the white sea bass program by getting other finfish out there, which is a process to get through the CDFW to get the next species released.
Yeah. So these things are just the starters, and there's a lot more issues and such like that that need to be addressed, but those are really good starter issues. Really, really fantastic. And if we don't have an advocacy group like CCA California doing this, nobody else is going to do it, and we're going to have problems in the future. So we've got to support this business. We've got to support CCA California. It's crucial for the future of what we're doing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how does one of our listeners support CCA California?
Well, it all starts with the membership. Right now, we're going to be, like I said, we're going to be starting the LA and the San Diego chapters. We're looking to start the Orange County chapter. We're looking for that board of directors and the leaders of that. But if you want to get involved, it starts with membership. You can go to ccacaliforniaspelledout.org and sign up, or you can see us at the shows. We'll be always have a booth at the Fred Hall shows.
Yep.
Or go up and see us on Facebook, CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of California on Facebook.
On Facebook. Okay. So a lot of our listeners and a lot of fishermen out there joined CCA at the Fred Hall shows this past year in 2015. And they're kind of sitting around going, well, what's going on? You know, we put this money into CCA California. Well, there's nothing going on yet. So how do you answer that question?
Well, behind the scenes, it actually, we've done a lot. Unfortunately, I didn't even come on to CCA California until July. So it's about getting our legs under us.
Selection was quite a long process, right?
Yeah.
To get the right director.
They wanted to make sure they got the right person, and hopefully I am the right person, you know.
Oh, there's no question.
But what we're trying to do right now is get our legs under us. And that really, the whole premise or the foundation of this is the membership drives. It's about getting those boards, the chapters set up, and then we're going to move forward. So moving forward, we're doing a multi-prong approach right now. We didn't sit around waiting for that to happen. We went out and we started talking to ASA and put a position out on the lead, copper, zinc ban, because that was a federal issue. So we got that one out there. We put a position paper out there with the PFMC about the destructive gear and the drift gill netting. We started working on looking at what we're going to do with the artificial reefs. And right now we partnered with California Ships to Reefs, who is a very good group about getting ships sunk out along our coastline. And they've got multiple projects in play right now. And then on top of that, we've covered the insurance for all of the hatchery pens for the white sea bass program, and we're going to be working with them and the Dick Law Memorial Fund, as well as scientists and recreational anglers, to get CDFW to get that next release on the finfish hatcheries.
Wow. Already? How long have you been doing this, Wayne?
Since July.
Since July. Wait a minute. Look at the calendar. It's only September, and this is what you've accomplished already.
We have accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's pretty impressive, and your leadership is really going to take it to a new level there. And so that kind of starts to answer the question of just the beginning phases, just in the last 2.5 months of what can be accomplished. And there's so much more on the table, right?
Absolutely.
You've got a busy job.
Well, you know, like I said, there's never going to be a shortage of issues that come up along the state when it comes to our fisheries and keeping them open and the gear and all of that. So that one is always going to be out there. As far as the conservation program, there's a whole list of things that we want to do. I mean, if you look at it, we're all about conservation, keeping our shorelines clean and available to us, and making sure that we have good habitat, making sure that we have good fish available. It's all about that. And there's so many good projects out there that we can get involved in. But until we get the people involved in us, we can't go out and help those projects.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I'll tell you what. Lot to talk about. Wayne is also an avid fisherman, right? That's
how
you get into this stuff, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and so you practice what you preach, as they say out there. And Wayne showed me a picture today of a how big was that wahoo?
57.
57-pound wahoo that was speared somewhere just over the border. I'm going to guess Pukie Point. But that's where that stuff was yesterday. But there's been quite a bit of wahoo starting to come around, right?
Yeah, they're starting to show up in pretty good groups.
A lot of tuna.
Spotter plane saw it, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of tuna and a lot of Dorado around. And I went out yesterday, and I'll share that with you. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up with you today. Wayne's going to wealth of knowledge. You have a fishing question. You have a question about CCA California. You want to talk about your involvement and getting involved with CCA, which we certainly hope you do. Toll-free anywhere in the U.S., 877-792-1090. Lines open there, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. And one lucky caller today is going to win a trip on the San Diego to go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian. A three-quarter day trip on the San Diego up for grabs today on Let's Talk Hook Up. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more to Wayne, talk more fishing here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Time to talk about great products from Shimano, and I'll tell you what, one of the great products that's out there and available now is your Torium HG. It's a new reel, and it's a fantastic reel that has a compact body. It's a smaller S-size body. It's an aluminum frame. It has more rigidity, and it's lighter in weight. And it has EI surface treatment, which is huge. It's tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of the past models. And the new Shimano Torium HE is better on the outside and amazing on the inside, with cross-carbon drags providing 24 pounds of drag pressure, if you really need it, on a star drag reel. It has a steel roller clutch, 602-to-1 brass gears, machined aluminum handle. It's an amazing reel. And if you want a moderately priced, top-of-the-line reel, it's the Torium HG. Three sizes available for you. The Torium HG by Shimano, available now at your Shimano dealer.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check CedrosAdventures.com for rates and more information.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Wayne Cotto from the CCA California, talking fishing here. And I want to tell you, if you're not in your car yet, you'll probably, after I talk to you about this, you might jump into it. And that is today, starting at 8 o'clock, just about 35 minutes away from here, there's a giant used tackle sale at Fisherman's Landing Tackle in San Diego. It's actually going to be tomorrow, okay? Sunday, September 13th. And all the proceeds are going to take care of Ron Dargo, who was Ron Bo. He was an employee at Fisherman's Landing. You probably knew him, Wayne. Mm-hmm. A great guy. He unfortunately passed away earlier this year. And his family's asked Doug to help sell his gear. 100% of the proceeds go to Ron's family. He's got 60 quality reels. Tiagras, Trinidad, Penn Internationals, Accurates, Newells, Calcuttas, Flugers, much more. Over 60 quality rods, custom CalStar Graphiters, custom CalStar West Coast, custom Seekers, G Loomis, much more. He's got terminal tackle, Wahoo bombs, jigs, rod belts, harnesses, tackle boxes, bags, lead sinkers. I'm going to give you an example. He's like those real high-end boxes with the rocket launchers on the side. The gray ones, I can't think of the name.
SKBs,
thank you very much. There was one of those there yesterday that with the rocket launchers that had, it's like a $390 box. Doug priced it at $150.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's kind of an example. 30 to 80% off on, it's beautiful tackle. I saw it yesterday. It's amazing tackle. So,
what time does that start?
Yeah, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yeah, so it's a Fisherman's Landing Tackle, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and that's going to be quite the day tomorrow morning. And Ron was such a great guy, and to be honor him and own a piece of his tackle that he had would be really cool. So that's tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, giant used tackle sale. Doug's priced that stuff to go. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you doing, Pete? Wayne?
Good morning.
Morning.
Wayne, we met the other night over at the San Diego Rod and Reel Club, and you know, I got to hear you speak. You did a fantastic job educating the guys there, and I know you getting out and getting in front of people is going to help the CCA grow, and really looking forward to some good things from the CCA coming up.
I appreciate that.
And I just wanted, I know some of the listeners are calling in about tackle tips and fishing, and, you know, Dave Hansen up here always says, just get out and fish. Well, yesterday afternoon, we wanted to fish after work, and we went to the bait barge, and they were closed, and, you know, we kind of hung around. Some new anchovies came in at 3:30. So we just headed out, you know, and by 4 o'clock, we saw all types of life and got into a burner that by 5:50, I'd never done this before, but I had a scoop of anchovies in my net, letting it play out off of the swim step and watching yellowfin shoot from underneath the boat and explode on them as they came out of the net one by one.
Sweet! That is great. That sounds like a heck of a day, and that wasn't far from Dana Point, right?
Well, I got bait at 3:30, and we were done fishing by 5:50, so it wasn't too far at all.
My goodness. Yeah, well, that's and it was kind of a late bite yesterday. I was out yesterday with the guys from Mammoth Lakes and Mammoth Mountain, and I took them out on my boat, and it was pretty slow in the morning. I was up there. Yeah. We had our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar on the San Diego, and all that stuff that was, I went all the way up past Oceanside there, and all that stuff that was really good the last 3 days, well, it wasn't that good yesterday up there, so well, it must have slid up toward where you were. We finally kind of made our day on a big kelp off of La Jolla in the afternoon. Had some nice yellowfin and beautiful Dorado out there. But what a day on the water, huh? Flat calm?
Oh, getting out in the afternoon and just, you know, 30 knots out to the spot. We heard a lot of griping on the radio, and it looked like it was a very slow most of the day. And then, you know, when we had the fish going, all we heard was people trying to invite other people in. So I think the switch just went on about 4:30. And
yeah, it was a late afternoon thing. So how did you find the fish?
We saw some dipping turns, and we went through that for one skipjack, and then we saw that the dolphins out jumping and some turns on those, and then we caught one little yellowfin and a skipjack on our first drag throw. Then we were kind of behind them and got another knockdown and threw one out in bait while the lines were hanging too. One more of the lines went off, and then it just never ended, you know, and the dolphin went away, and I just kept throwing, brailing those anchovies, and they were just going nuts on them.
They didn't want to eat the sardine, right? All they wanted was anchovy, right?
Well, that's all we had. You know, we were in the harbor just hanging around waiting for the bait boat barge or the bait boat to come in with some of that good, fresh, uncured anchovy, and it worked just fine. You know, it was it was all we had. And gosh,
yeah,
I heard people complaining about being with the Chovy, and you know,
boy,
really fishing.
Don't complain about Chovy. They wanted it. That's
yeah.
all
yeah.
they wanted. We had when we went left the Everham Brothers bait barge on in San Diego. We had both beautiful sardine and beautiful anchovy, and we fortunately with the Dorado that we caught, we caught beautiful Dorado. That was important to have the sardine, but all the tuna wanted was a Chovy. They wouldn't touch the sardine. But if you threw Chovy in the water, like you said, they'd come explode at it under the boat. Pretty exciting stuff.
Just like the old days with the albacore bite.
Exactly. And just like the old days, of course, our tackle was, we needed adjustment on our tackle, needless to say. 20-25 pound test, a number one Gamakatsu Nautilus Light circle hook kind of worked. How about you, Rick?
Exactly. And, you know, the bait we were throwing out, being that it wasn't cured, and you know we were just getting it out on the corner, and literally we had chovies with their mouths open, kind of rolling on the corner, and the yellow fin would beat the skipjacks of the bait and come exploding out of the water. So you had to make sure you were in freeze pull nicely because you're only 5 foot off the boat, and you know you had to let that thing swim for 10 or 20 yards before you could put it in gear.
Yeah, no kidding. It was. But what an afternoon! That's pretty good after work little session there, Rick.
Yeah, you know, it's just time on the water. You get some time off and run out there, and that was like his Volato. That was by far the best I've seen even this year and maybe ever. I mean, I've never had bait trickling out of the net and have being rolled on where I can almost, you know, touch the tuna.
The stuff wasn't shy, that's for sure. It was right under the boat, right in the corner. That's cool. Hey, I also want to mention, too, Rick, that you and I and others are going to do this free dive class with Gannett Dive Company, it's a 3-day intensive free diving class. It's $450, includes all the materials and everything like that. It starts on Friday afternoon, the 25th of September, and it's all day Saturday, all day Sunday. We're actually going to do it right after Let's Talk Hookup, about 9:30 a.m. so I can attend. But we have 2 spots left on that free dive class. I know you already signed up. I signed up for it. And we have a couple other people. It's going to be a maximum of like 5 or 6 people. And Garo, who you may have heard here talking about diving and their new company, the Gannett Dive Company, is teaching it. He's a certified instructor. It's a national organization. Really intensive class. And he promises me by the end of the class, I'll easily hold my breath for 3 minutes. That's what he said. He said,
that's a big promise.
That's
if I could have held my breath for 3 minutes yesterday, I think I could have caught a tuna by hand.
Yeah, that would have been fun. I'd have jumped in there. So if you want to join Rick and I and others, like I say, very small private class just for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. If you want to join us, shoot me an email or give me a call, pete@hookup1090.com. I'll put you in touch with Garo, and he'll get you going there. Pete@hookup1090.com, or you can call my office at 619-223-4665 and join Rick and I it's the after starts at noon on the 25th, which is a Friday, and it goes all day Saturday, all day Sunday, in the water, in the classroom, the whole thing, and he says you will be a safe and sane and be able to hold your breath for 3 or more minutes. By the end of the class. So, and I'm looking forward to that because I jump in the water a lot with a spear gun, and I always think, man, I think about the guys that die from shallow water blackout, which happens a lot, and I don't want to be one of those guys. So if you like to jump in the water and you want to be safe about it, take this class. Could save your life.
It could be a good season to do it, too, with the Wahoo coming up the pipe right now.
Oh, man.
I mean, you go in the water and jump in to get a Wahoo. That's a great year, right?
Yeah.
In Southern California.
Yeah. And if you want one of our own, Rick Jensen's from Sport Fishing Financial, to take a look at your finances. Rick, Sport Fishing Financial, that's what you do, right?
That's it, Pete. Thanks for that. And, look us up on the web through social media, sportfishingfinancial.com. And, Wayne, thanks a lot for all the great work you're doing. Get everybody involved, and let's keep this good thing going the way we like it.
Well, thanks to you, Rick. Looking forward to helping you, having your help out there.
All right.
I'll be there.
All right, buddy.
Rick, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packed up. We do have one line open, 858-457-1090. You want to talk to Wayne. You want to talk fishing. You want to talk about winning a 3-quarter day trip on the San Diego? There's your chance. 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, and let's talk to Roland's calling us from Los Angeles. Good morning, Roland.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
The closures have been in effect for many, many years, with San Clemente and down here at Catalina. And I was wondering, after all these years and then fishing in one area, has anybody brought up maybe changing the location from the closures to switching them to another area and opening up the ones that have been closed for so many years?
I have not heard any discussion on that topic at all yet.
How does CCA involve themselves with such those like the MPA closures?
Well, later after we get a little bit of influence, which is size, we can get involved in it. Until we get our grassroots built and get size to us, we don't have any leverage. We don't have any influence yet.
Yes.
So that it really starts again with the grassroots. We got to get the chapters built. We got to get membership up. We got to get fundraising going. Unfortunately, until all of that basis gets done, the structure gets done, we can't really go up there and have a lot of influence with, you know, your CDFW, PFMC, or whoever, because it comes down to who you know, how big are you, what kind of influence can you have, and
right,
all that.
Right,
you know,
right,
again, we're not going to shy away from a topic necessarily, but what can we do?
Yeah.
Right now, we don't have any legs to go talk to those people yet.
Right.
That's just being fair, right?
Oh, good. Yeah, that's great.
You know, so.
But here's the deal, though. Had we had a stronger organization when they first started talking about marine protected areas, we probably could have made much more of a difference. Of course, you know, the writing was on the wall. It was a political, you know, I can't think of a word. It was politics.
Yeah.
It wasn't good politics that made it all happen.
Unfortunately.
But having a national organization versus United Anglers, which was just a local organization, we just didn't have the horsepower. And
size, money, the depth, the experience, the leverage, the whatever you want to call it. I mean, I keep going back to this grassroots. Why is it so important? Everybody knows somebody that they can influence over time.
Yes.
And that, knowing more people, having more people in your network is what the key is.
Yes.
And, you know, they didn't get there. The people that are in power right now didn't get there overnight. It took a long time. It took a lot of money. They have a very... they're very strategic about what they're doing, and they've got the right people in the right place with influence right now.
No question.
Going to take us time to get that change to our influence.
Yes.
But you have to start somewhere. And right now, this is where we're starting. We're putting our foot in the sand today, and this is where.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, we need people to jump on board and support us and help us, because otherwise we won't have that influence downstream when we need it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and that's what CCA California, and Roland, thanks a lot for the call, because that's a very important thing. The closers are a classic example of why we need CCA,
right,
and why we need a big organization. Things could have been so different had we had an organization like they have in Texas,
correct,
for example. How many closures do they have in Texas?
Well, Texas, the CCA is so strong. Give a good example. The grassroots side of it, they are so large in Texas that their department in Fish and Game goes to CCA when there's an issue on the table and looks for them on what position they're going to hold.
Yes.
That's how influential they are.
That's cool.
We want to be that size
time.
We want to be that influential representing the recreational fishermen.
We don't want the environmentalists being the guys that influence the
Well, and it's
California.
Twofold, too. Right now, everything that happens to us is defensive.
Yes.
We are always with our backs against the wall, having to fight to keep something open or fight to not have something taken away from us. We need to get on the other side of that fence. But until you can get to that size and have those relationships and stuff, you just can't do that.
Boy, that's so exactly right. That's so dead on. That's exactly what we need to do. Because now it's almost like the environmentalists are on that other side of the fence.
We need to
jump sides.
They are very well organized. They are very well funded. And they are in the right positions and have the ear of the governor.
And they have a national support on that deal.
Absolutely.
That's why we need this organization. It's so critical for our future.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, Roland, thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate you getting started on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. One of the things I want to mention is the board of directors of CCA is a who's who in fishing. Kind of give us an example of what's going on there.
Yeah, our board of directors is very strong and very diverse. It starts with the chairman, Bill Shedd of AFCO.
very, very strong supporter of all the fisheries, keeping things open nationally as well as state and local. Dave Pfeiffer, Shimano America, Ali Husseini, the CEO of BD Outdoors, that's the Bloody Decks and Fish Dope, Bart Hall and Mike Lum from the Fred Hall Shows, Jock Albright, Captain David Bacon, Bill Buchanan from Cousins Rods, Harold Davis from Davis Boats, Dave Elm, prior CEO and president of USAC, United Anglers Southern California. Bob Fletcher used to be the head of the DFG. Don Hansen, Bob Hoos, everybody knows him from Penn and Berkeley. Merritt McRae, he's a scientist from UCSB. Duncan McIntosh, Tracy Melton, Melton Tackle. Kathy Needleman, Pete Gray right here from Let's Talk Hookup. Captain Louis Zinn, Mark Grolnick, Wendy Toshihara, Big Hammer and Iserline, Tommy Gums, Uni Butter, Jim Salazar, he does his own guide service, plus Lobster he also Guru. Does the Lobster Guru, yeah. Which is coming up here in October.
Oh, yeah,
coming
he's going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the Guru.
But if you
coming.
Look at that diversity of our group, I mean, we have people from all the different parts of the industry, for the most part, represented. And that's good because, again, we're talking about networking.
Yes.
All of these people bring a unique part to the network.
Yeah. And so, these are all busy people. These are all very, very busy people. I'm a busy guy, but I'm not even close to busy as Dave Pfeiffer or Bill Shedd or some of these other guys. My gosh, they travel all over the world and run major companies and stuff like that. And they take the time to be a part of the board because they know how important this is to our future of our fishermen.
Absolutely.
Because they're fishermen.
They're fishermen.
They're fishermen right here in our backyard.
Yeah,
so that's the important message here. Hey, speaking of fishing, let's go fishing right now. South of the border, the cast man is ready. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, and this is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading hook fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. I'm telling you what, the local tuna, yellowtail, Dorado season's here, and you got to make that Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook your go-to hook. It's amazing. Once you start with it, you'll never go back. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design. It's easy to hook your bait and puts fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at your favorite tackle store. And good morning, Castman Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours.
Buenos dias, Pedro. Hey, man, I'm a little upset.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, that who's the list you just named off, 100 names? My name wasn't there, man.
Well, We can make that happen. Cal.
We can add your name.
Yeah,
we'd love
Call
to add
Wayne.
Your name.
Hey man, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Pete. Hey,
we sucked you right into that, huh? Come on, put you on the spot. Come on, cast
right.
man, join CCA.
Yeah, put up or shut up. You know? Anyway, hey, the Cabo fishing kind of remains the same for last week. You know, the fishing the hot spot there is that area just around. Out of San Jose del Cabo up in the Sea of Cortez around the Iman there and San Luis Banks and Vinorama. Wahoo Bite is starting to really go off good. I think we're going to see a fabulous, fabulous late summer fall fishery for those wahoo in that area. And the fish they're getting now are running up to about 40 pounds. So that's really, really good news. Tuna remain the same there. You know, guys, they've been there for a month and a half now, 2 months. Especially the Iman, tuna anywhere from, you know, 10, 15 pound fish to 50, 60 pound fish. And, here again, we talked about the big fish out at the Gordo Bank, those big tuna that are out there. And sure enough, you spend the time throwing those big baits around there, you're going to have something happen. And, you know, they're still getting some 300 pound fish, you know, not every day, but they'll, you know, they'll maybe get 4 or 5 a week. And, you'll see that start to really pick up also. I think you'll see more in the count as we get into the fall months. Dorado are starting to make a coming into the area now. You know, there was nothing but those little peanuts, little 2, 4, 5 pounders. Now they're seeming to get in a bigger grade. They're getting, 15, 20 pound fish. So that looks good because people are kind of worried, about, you know, what happened to the Dorado. Same thing with La Paz. La Paz there at the southeast end of Sorabo. They picked up an occasional wahoo there. They're starting to get a few yellowfin tuna up there. And of course, right now, the big thing is those big roosters that are around Las Arenas there in that area, getting some nice 40, 50, 60 pound roosters. So there's some really good fishing on that southern end of Baja. Basically, that's the hot spot right now. I'd say, you know, if you want to head down and get in some of that good action, I'd say either East Cape, San Jose del Cabo would be my two main choices. And it's going to get better as we get into those fall months.
Oh, yeah. That's why we have our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular beginning of October. Love that time of the year down there.
It is. And the weather, you know, we're out of that the real hot weather. We're into that, high 80s, low 90s.
Kind of like here in Southern California.
Yeah. Well, I'm not there. I don't know, Pete. I'm still in Oregon.
Yeah.
And so, matter of fact, we fished the Nehalem yesterday with my buddy Jerry Alto, who lives here in Cannon Beach. We took his boat out, and you know, it's one of those things that everybody around us was hooking up on king salmon, but our boat, we were zipped yesterday.
What, did you have Harry Guaco with you? Is that why you didn't catch anything?
Well, unfortunately, thank God we didn't have him with us. It would have been worse. We probably would have sank.
Well, Cass, how do we find you if we want to go fishing in Christmas Island, Panama? How about do we have those Panama spots sold?
Yes, the Panama spot is those two that opens we had, unfortunately, opened up. We did fill those, and Christmas Island still got some spots on that. Anybody wants to join us on that trip, which is always, always a fabulous trip, can give me a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Talk to you next Saturday, Cass, man. Thanks a lot for that report. Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance, and oh, by the way, you're also the city councilman, right?
Yeah, last time I checked, buddy.
Good morning, Sherm.
Hey, love the show this morning, and just had to call in and comment about something that was said, and that's about the strength in numbers in the political world. You know, having been there for almost 3 years now, it's very obvious that strength in the political world comes from just pure numbers. Like, you know, most politicians, all they worry about is getting reelected. So the one thing I've heard over and over is, you know, I'm going to cast a vote this way for political reasons. And so many times that is just based on the number of people calling in and making a point to the different politicians. So the more we have, the more people we get involved, the more people who are voicing their opinion and contacting their elected officials, it has sway, and it does persuade people to go one way or the other. So getting as many people involved as possible is paramount, in my opinion.
It's all about the votes, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not that way because I'm a business guy. You know, I've always come from that world where you do what you think is right, and hopefully it serves you well in the end. But so many politicians, the only thing they're worried about is counting numbers on votes. And the more people calling in and expressing an opinion has sway with a lot of these people. Plus, if there's anything I can do to help at the city level, you know, I mean, got a fairly good relationship with the city's lobbyist up in Sacramento and that kind of thing. So anything I can do to help you, I'll let me know.
Dwayne, important to have guys like Sherman there, right?
Love this man. He's one of us. He's a fisherman at heart.
Appreciate that, well, Scott. Keep it up.
Yeah, no, let me know what I can do to help. And if you need somebody on the board, let me know. I'd be happy to help.
All right.
Very awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. Stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with Wayne Coto from the CCA California right here on the Mighty 1090.
Do you like to fish? Have you ever seen the Eastern Sierra in the fall? Bishop has long been a great place to trout fish and experience the beauty of California's magnificent mountains. The Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers will be hosting the only on-the-water fly fishing fair in the western United States Friday, October 16th through Sunday, October 18th. Even if you have never fly fished before, everybody's invited. Best of all, you're just minutes away from fishable waters. There'll be an exciting array of 80 seminars, events, and classes for beginner and experienced anglers. You can learn about fly tying, casting, and specific on-stream techniques. Get a first-hand look at local hotspots in Bishop with some of the area's top guides. Entry is just $15 for all 3 days, and you can register online now and secure the events that appeal to you at southwestcouncilfff.org. It's fun for the whole family, so make plans now. October 16th to the 18th. Check the website for lodging information. southwestcouncilfff.org. Have you checked out the giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500-square-foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, kayaks. No one does it better than the crew at Fast Lane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastLaneSailing.com.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride. And hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back. Let's talk hook up on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Wayne Coto from the CCA California Talking Fishing here. You heard at the top of that break, Federation of Fly Fishers, Southwest Council having the big fair in October up in Bishop. And it reminds me, you know, Marty was a big fly fisherman. And he was a big part of that FFA and the San Diego fly fishers, and that's kind of how I met him, through Bob Marriott's fly fishing store. And we're going to honor Marty and his great life tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. So we certainly hope you listen, if you want to participate, talk story about Marty. Please join us 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090. You know, today's a big day at the Longfin. It's happening right now. They have their annual customer appreciation sale going on right now at the Longfin in Orange. Gwen, you've been at the Longfin.
Oh, absolutely.
That store, one of the finest in the world.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. And they do, Eric and Tom do such an amazing job there at the Longfin. And I can't even imagine what it must be like there.
That's got to be a zoo right now.
You know, but the thing is, they handle it so well, and everything is on sale. Everything is on sale. Things that don't normally go on sale are on sale today at the Longfin. It's only today, and they have a great raffle going on, too, where you can win thousands and thousands of prizes. They have like 80 vendors there showing their stuff. Go say hi to all the guys in the fishing industry right there in the parking lot at the Longfin in Orange. It's right there in Orange. Just check out thelongfin.com for directions.
That'll be the who's who in fishing right there.
It is happening right now. Yeah, it's a place to be right now, the Longfin in Orange. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines and talk to Tom in San Diego. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well, thank you.
Well, I saw Wayne Thursday night at the San Diego Rod and Reel Club, and he gave a marvelous presentation. I just hope, Wayne, you have that on a file that you can send out to people, because the acoustics weren't perfect, but you had a lot of good info, and I welcome somebody from the, in a sense, outside the industry, because there are a lot of good guys in the industry, but bringing in other expertise, I think, really helps.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that was a good meeting, a good group of people. a lot of good topics, a good interaction, people asking questions, which is good because this is about grassroots, so we want up and down communication. I mean, this is your organization. We're doing this on behalf of the fishermen, you know, and the recreational fishermen. So we want to make sure that people are involved, people are, you know, interacting with us. So thank you.
Yeah, and it was all started to help further our causes in sport fishing.
Recreational fishing,
yeah,
absolutely.
And recreational fishing. So how do you interact with commercial guys? I mean, you were kind of on the commercial side there, and how do we interact with commercial guys?
Well, we want to partner with them because it's still fishing. In the end, it's still about keeping our fisheries open and our access to it. The commercial guys are trying to do a job. We respect what they're doing. We want to partner with them. In some cases, we're going to differ on opinions. Unfortunately, the destructive gear is one of those issues. When it comes down to drift gill nets and, you know, some of the other tackle methodologies that they're using, because what happens is it comes down to the bycatch that they're getting. And that bycatch, as they get too large of a bycatch rate, it affects our fisheries.
Yes.
It's our resources that we're trying to conserve. So,
and it reflects poorly on our future.
Yeah. The good part is that the local California-based commercial guys are highly regulated and they're advised. They have advisors on their boats. They are good about following the regulations. They really are. They do a phenomenal job. What we find is really it's outside of the zone, right?
Yes.
The EEZ. It's kind of unregulated out there, so it's a little bit tougher. We really want to work with the commercial people. We want to work with all parts of the industry, the divers, the spear fishermen, the recreational, the sport boats, the landing, everybody.
Yes.
Because it's, if we don't get together, if we don't pull our resources together, something like the MLPA will come around again and we're going to get our butts kicked again.
Yes, absolutely.
We can't afford it.
Yeah. That's the thing, is like strength in numbers. So that's why we need to kind of work with commercial fishermen.
Absolutely.
And also encourage them to stop destructive gear.
Right.
And that's good for all of us.
Correct.
Yeah.
For the fishery and all.
Yeah. One of the issues coming up, of course, is the lobster fishery. Lobster season is just a couple weeks away. And we have been getting our tails kicked, frankly, in the lobster fishing area there by the California. And part of the problem there is the commercial guys have been against sport fishermen. Saying that we're overfishing it and such like that. So by coming together, we can work more together and understand each other. And rather than work apart from each other, we can work more together on issues that affect lobster fishing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear them fight about it, and you're going, well, why are they going after our gear? If our gear is good, it's effective, and we're not losing as much, we're not polluting.
Right.
We're on and off the water. We have a better catch rate. If really the issue is sustainability of the species, then it's about count.
Right.
It's not about how good your gear is.
Right.
You know, I mean, in the old days of the flat nets, how many got lost? How many did you see floating around on a low tide because they just kept drifting?
Right.
But the conical nets are so effective, and you can get on and off the water so fast. You're not polluting with your boat as much, right? You're not going to be you're catching them, you're releasing them faster. Everything's better. So it's not about the gear, though it shouldn't be.
And they're not competing with the commercial guy because we're fishing in the bays and harbors and such like that, because everybody knows once the season's a week old, you can't compete in the ocean with the commercial guys.
Yeah, the majority of the recreational guys are in the bays.
Yeah.
They're not going outside. The commercial guys have to be outside. So.
Yeah. So that's the type of thing that CCA can kind of – we see issues like that, and we can come together on terms. And rather than work apart of each other, we work together so that one day they don't say, well, now we're going to limit the number of lobsters the commercial guys can take. We're going to limit the number of lobsters that the recreational guys take. I think the one thing that I like about one of the new possible regulations is the tail clipping of the lobsters, which is one of the proposals that may go into effect next year, where when you catch a recreational lobster, you clip off two of the tail fins, I believe it is. And that way they can't sell that catch, because there's a lot of guys that go out there, and because of the value of this product, they go out there and poach, basically. And they're competing against the commercial guys. And I don't blame the commercial guys for being angry about that whatsoever.
Agreed.
So a simple solution would be clipping those tail fins, and that product can't be sold.
I agree.
So that's one of the examples of how we can work together to further the resource.
You know, and the other side of it is, I mean, we are behind the science part of what's going on. So when we talk about the lobster cards, where, you know, I'm a fisherman like everybody else out there, and, you know, the lobster card, oh, man, I don't want to do it. But actually, if we use the data correctly, then it's going to help further our cause in the long run. You know, what is the catch rate? How many are you catching? How many are you keeping? Because really, the science is, that part of that science is going to show, I think, is that we really aren't competing with the commercial guys. Look at the counts compared to what they're doing. And then you're going to see over time how it drops off as the season goes on, because why? We all go out with gung-ho on October 3rd, and we're going to be like, yeah, but by December, you go out on the bay, and it's not that many guys out really fishing it. They've already lost interest. And then by January, February, March, I mean, it's really
we're by ourselves out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Which I'm happy. I like
I like that, too. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for your involvement, Tom. Appreciate your call this morning. And that's one of the many, many facets of why we need a strong organization like YCCA California, because they understand all this. And they've dealt with, the national people have dealt with all this stuff in other parts of the country. And that's what brings us all together. So when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, talk more fishing and CCA with Wayne. Stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming up right here on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader. The Mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.